It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Give thanks. Our memory verse is taken from Psalms 136, verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercies endureth forever. The reason Solomon was extremely grateful to God in 2 Chronicles 1, 6-12 is that he realized that he didn't deserve to be a king. His father was an adulterer and his mother was an adulteress. His father was also a murderer who murdered his mother's first husband. How could God pick the fruits of such a union and make him king? Solomon indeed had every reason to be grateful. If you look at your life closely, you'll also see that you don't deserve many of the things that God has given to you, including your life. I think you should really give him thanks. When people see me dancing in Ibadah at least once a year to praise God in my mother tongue, many of them do not understand. The day I asked God how he could choose the product of a sinful relationship like Solomon to be king, he asked me, "Is your mother the first wife of your father?" I had no more questions because based on the circumstances surrounding my birth, I don't deserve to be called to pasture his sheep. I am always grateful to God because to whom much is given, much is required. Even the fact that I am here in this world is something to be grateful for. My mom had made up her mind that she wasn't having any more children because she already had as many girls as she wanted and a boy. However, the boy died and people begged her to give birth again. She agreed and I was born. Coming from that background and also considering all the sins I've committed before giving my life to Christ, it is a privilege that God could save a soul like mine and make me a pastor. So I know why I dance and sing praises to my God. When we say, "Let us thank God," those who feel that they deserve everything they have don't see the importance. For some of them, they believe God chose them because he had no choice, and so they don't bother. However, for some of us, we know where we are coming from and the things we survived. I grew up amongst scorpions, snakes, and all sorts of wild animals. I was surrounded by witches, wizards, and the rest. For me to have survived in that kind of environment, I cannot keep quiet when it is time to thank God. Will you do the same? Action point. Throughout today, just keep thanking God for all that he has done for you.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to the Open Heavens devotional today. For more details, please contact RCCG Praise Palace Northampton Church on pastor@praisepalace.org.uk or visit the Redeemed Christian Church of God Praise Palace at Briar Hill Community Centre at the Spring, Briar Hill in Northampton.